afternoon drive. Nick Wilson, Spencer German. Thankfully, we will get to some Guardians talk here in a short bit of time. We are going to hear from Stephen Vogt ahead of Game 3 of the ALCS coming up, likely in the 3 o'clock hour as well. The Cleveland media is hearing from Justin Bibb and have been for the last 15 minutes or so. Some very, I'll say, just oddly comical comments coming from the mayor of a major metropolitan city. Is, again, if you guys are just joining us, the Browns are officially moving to Brook Park. And that was, Daryl Ryder had that story at about 2 o'clock today. And obviously, Daryl's been working on this story for about 8 years now. But that the Browns have known, and the Browns informed the city of Cleveland on September 9th that they had plans to move forward with Brook Park. There were a few conditions for Justin Bibb in the city of Cleveland, including keeping a tight, heavy lid on this story for a hot minute until they could get out in front of this story and, I don't know, maybe make sure some finances were in line for the city of Cleveland. Well, some of the oddly comical lines here. Justin Bibb saying he is deeply disappointed in the Haslam's decision to move to Brook Park, and he mentions the negative impact on the Browns moving out of downtown at $30 million. He said he has exhausted every option that has not compromised their values to keep the Browns downtown. And then, maybe the funniest line of all, is that Mayor Bibb has offered to continue negotiations with the Haslams to keep the Browns in Cleveland. What a politician.
You had 7 years. I mean, I guess he wasn't there for all seven, but you had 7 years to have these lines of communication open and negotiate how to keep the team downtown. And now that it's officially official that they're moving, well, hey, let's throw one last Hail Mary out there if you guys are willing to listen.
Yeah, hey, I know you've moved on from this, and you have no intention of coming back to the table, but let me say this publicly because it might benefit me when I'm up for re-election here in the next little bit. Just you keep on plugging away there, Justin Bibb. Yeah, don't worry. You won't be here for that long. It's okay.
I know he
like
said,
the Browns,
I know
you'll be gone by 2029 as well.
I know we laid out like the stipulations that he included for the Haslams to kind of help with a couple things, and one of them being like developing down the lakefront. What are the chances that they actually develop the lakefront now? Like, I understand they now have the funding for it. I understand that this should encourage them to like, well, now that the Browns are leaving, we should really do something there. But we've been talking about this happening for years. I just like, There's no chance, right? Like,
I'm pretty sure Moses Cleveland was the first person to be like, we should do something about this lakefront here. And everyone's like, yeah, we'll get to it. And I think ever since Moses, it's like a yearly thing of, hey, that lakefront's not as good as it should be.
Like, what's the incentive to do it now that the Browns are gone?
The incentive is, I don't even know. I
even
know.
Can't even make anything up.
If I sound annoyed, I promise you, it's not. I'm not annoyed at the Browns. I'm just annoyed at politics being a part of this, because I do think, and I want to continue to give the Browns credit, I think the Browns have kept the politics out of this and tried to make it a straight up thing of like, hey, we want a new stadium. We've wanted a new stadium. There's value in us to get a stadium with a dome specifically on it. And I think they have kept things below the surface. They haven't politicized it. And where my annoyance is that the politician keeps politicizing this, even though he has no intention.
Yeah.
I will say, I've said I don't think he had any intention of keeping the Browns in Cleveland. I don't think that's true. I think the only way the Browns were staying in downtown is if it worked 1,000% for the city of downtown, the city of Cleveland, and in no way aided the Cleveland Browns. And because I've seen a few people on social media say, oh, well, it's always about money. Yep. You new here? Yes, these things do tend to come down to money. And honestly, like, guys, it's probably 30 years in the making, because this kind of goes back to the whole Gateway Project and what lost Cleveland the Browns actually in 1994, because the Browns were not part of Gateway.
Well,
they had a chance, by the way. They didn't do it.
I think you brought the best point, which is like it has felt like the Haslams have tried to like play this one just like down the middle. We're going into it with an open mind, and then as things developed, hey, we really like this Brook Park idea, and they just kind of stuck to the script. And to your point, like I mentioned, Daryl and I, we talked to Chris Ronayne. I remembered who it was. He came on the show one time when you were out, and it was like it felt like the politicians, including Mayor Bibb, made it Like, they did the political thing. Like, they tried to make it about, like, oh, well, the Haslams, they just don't want to invest in downtown. Like, they did, they played that card, and the Haslams didn't. They stuck to the script. I mean, I think Chris Ronayne's line was, like, that dog doesn't bark, or that dog doesn't bite, or
hunt.
Something like,
oh,
yeah, that dog doesn't hunt.
That's how you know he was serious. He used folksy expressionism.
He was using, like, Brown's puns. And I was like, dude, like, really? And that's my point. It's like, they could have just all gone about this and been more kumbaya about it all, and instead it's turned into this. And that's the thing that I also find annoying. I agree with you.
But if you're really mad about this, remember, we do have elections. If you're really mad about this, you really want the Browns downtown, remember, there's a guy you can call. There's, like, I think a city hall. Is that a thing still? 216-474-0092. Your reaction to the Browns moving out of downtown, moving to Brook Park to a brand new dome. We got plenty on the way, guys. Going to get some Guardians in the 3 o'clock hour. Also going to continue on with this about Cleveland, the city, losing the Browns on 92.3 The Fan.